RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bay Area, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. It's no Spadoni and Shasky. It's Lubman and Carter. Sam Lubman, Carter Chickering. Joined by Evan Giddings and Ken Luttrell here for the morning crossover, which you're going to see all four of our shining faces on YouTube once we switch that over there. Awesome. Good to go there. But yeah, how you doing today, guys? Good morning.
Hey,
how was
Merry
morning,
Christmas?
Fellas.
How was the happy Boxing Day? How was Christmas for you guys? Evan, how'd your Christmas go? Well, you were working.
I was at Chase Center, so it was about as good as the Warriors, which was a little up and down. And you know, Clay, Steph, Dre, all good to be back in the same building. Had some fun afterwards, dinner with the fam. But more importantly, give it up for Ken Luttrell, everyone.
I'm burying the lead here. Ken Luttrell making his in-studio debut. Let's go.
All right. Come on, Kenny. Act like we've been there.
All right, anyway. Well, then fine. We can act like we've been here. Yeah, Ken, so break down this Warrior game for us, please.
Honestly, I didn't really watch much of it because I was
great
with my family.
Start.
But I know, I heard.
Signing you were coming up from 10 to 10.
Just a regular day.
Well, how was Christmas first off?
It was fantastic.
What did Dean get for Christmas?
He got a bunch of toys like that he's probably never going to remember.
Like what kind of toys?
He got a couple of dinosaurs.
Oh. Ken's a father, everyone.
Yeah, I got 3-year-olds. So, yeah, enjoy that.
Were there any of them he like freaked out at when he opened and were
no,
like,
he was
like
what's,
you suck,
he goes, Dad? He goes, what's the next one? Where's the next one?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, like, no,
on.
He didn't even, like, oh yeah, that's it? Oh, okay, all right. Where's the next box? Like, he was grabbing boxes that weren't even his.
I like his style.
Yeah.
What kind of dinosaurs did you get in?
Just, you know, the typical ones. The Tyrannosaurus, the pterodactyl, you know?
Oh, I love the pterodon.
Yeah, it's been very eventful. But yeah, I was whipping it up yesterday, guys. I was cooking a 10-pound prime rib.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Reverse sear.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, where did you find the inspiration for this? Have you always been a prime rib man on Christmas? And have you always been the guy to do the prime rib?
You know, that's a great question. But no, actually, it was actually my wife's family who, because they live down in Southern California. When I used to go spend time with them at their house, they would do prime rib. And it just kind of inspired me to start doing it. And then I saw a version of a recipe online that were, they were like, well, this is the way you want it. If you want that perfect medium rare all the way through the fat cap, you know, because sometimes it gets a little gray on the outside. So they figured it out, but worked like a charm.
This is a way, a man who knows his way around some meat.
You gotta know your meat.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's right. I've smoked smoked a couple of meats around you guys. I know you have.
That's true. That is true. And the Warriors, they smoked the the Mavericks a little bit yesterday. Warriors seem to have found a consistent starting lineup. It seems Steph, Moses, Post, Draymond, Jimmy. Four straight games they've had this lineup after eight different lineups in eight different games. How are we feeling, Ken, about this new starting lineup here?
Honestly, I like it. Yeah. So far, so good, right? I mean, this is the longest win streak, the tied with the longest win streak they've had all year, which is three. And then now they go on the road to Toronto, Charlotte, and where else? But
Toronto, Brooklyn, then Charlotte.
Sorry, yes. So it's like, okay, let's see how we can work with this, because I mean, these are the teams you're supposed to beat, and then maybe you can gain some more chemistry, more traction with a lineup like that. But I mean, if Quentin Post can do all the right things, they finally have the size that they need, especially, you know, at the center position, and Draymond doesn't have to get upset anymore.
Yeah, I feel like the roster's it's kind of rounding into form a little bit, and obviously that's on the, you know, the shoulders of two pretty injury prone players as we've come to find. I think that's Melton Horford, but you know, it sounds crazy, but like those are their two biggest offseason acquisitions. I mean,
no doubt.
This summer it was all about Kuminga and his contract and what he was going to be paid, with the promise of, well, we're going to bring Horford in on that taxpayer mid-level, and De'Anthony Melton is going to come back at some point in November or December off the ACL tear, and he's going to be the same player that he was for the six games that they really liked him last year. So, you know, I think that this team is, we knew that there is not a bunch of help coming in between now and the deadline or whenever Kuminga is eligible to be traded should they choose to do so, but you're seeing a couple of players that are veterans that Kerr obviously feels comfortable playing. And also, I know they're not the all-star version of themselves, especially Horford, but they play both ends of the floor. And the Warriors don't have a ton of dudes that are, I think, are like true sort of two-way players. So I thought it was really great for Horford to knock down the four threes in the first quarter. And to be honest, they just, after they got that lead, they sort of just rode that the rest of the game. They didn't really separate. They were never up by more than 20, I mean, more than 17. And that's a Mavericks team, especially after Davis goes down. It's like, you got to win that game. So, you know, I thought it was kind of a ho-hum, blue-collar win, but the Warriors haven't had a ton of those this year.
Can't really shake a stick at any win the Warriors are getting this year when they've dropped, you know, embarrassing games to the Bucks, the Blazers, the Pacers. You know, we were just talking about De'Anthony Melton with Nick Friedell in our previous segment, and he brought up a good point that, you know, Melton has earned Kerr's trust, and when you earn Kerr's trust like that, you're going to be seeing a lot of time, and I love what we saw from Melton yesterday. He was a guy who, coming off the injury, I wasn't really sure what to expect from him. We saw snippets last year, but not enough for me to get a sense of what he'll bring to the table. But it's just everything he does out there, I think they call him Mr. Do-Something. Every time he does something, I really like kind of what we're seeing here. And then, yeah, shout out Al Horford, you know, finally having the kind of game that it seemed like the Warriors were, you know, intending for him to have when they signed him in the offseason.
Are you, Evan, are you, you know, you're the voice of the Warriors around here, so.
For one day.
Well, that counts. I think we got to give credit where credit is due, right, yeah. Ken?
It's on the up and up.
You know, I noticed there's one stat here that's just stuck out to me. We didn't even talk about it during our show, Sam, which is, you know.
Content.
Content, yeah. Save it for later.
Back pocket.
So, three-point attempts for the Mavericks were 14 yesterday.
I couldn't believe it.
You saw this, right?
I couldn't believe
it. Yeah, for the Warriors, it was 50.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the discrepancy. It's a 36-shot discrepancy. Does that concern you going forward for the Warriors to be shooting 53s with the team they have?
No, just because it's 2025. What was more concerning is the Mavs did not seem intent on hoisting any shot beyond the three-point line like it was 2005. And I know that Jason Kidd is an old-school coach, but I think it was at halftime, they were 1-for-9. And it's like, what era of basketball are we playing? And I know that that's not necessarily how they're built. They're not a volume three-point shooting team, but you got to shoot threes. And honestly, if they had taken, 10 more, made a cup, like they might have been in that
game.
Right,
100%.
So I thought it was really strange that the Mavericks just didn't feel like they wanted to shoot a three-point shot. I think the Warriors, and they've always been a high-volume three team, their three-point rate has gotten increasingly higher in recent years. I think it's, if you're going to use the word concerning, it's because there's not a ton of other options, but that's where Jimmy Butler does come into play. I think he allows them to get more free throws. And then they have a couple of guys who are at least willing now to shoot some mid-range shots. But you also can tell, like Kerr said something yesterday before the game that was kind of an insight as to why they probably shoot so many threes, which is if Curry or Butler's on the floor and you're taking a mid-range shot with anything less than 5 seconds or 7 seconds on the shot clock, that's a bad shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just philosophically what he believes, which to your point is probably why they're getting up 50. I feel like they missed a lot of open ones.
Yeah.
I feel like they missed a lot of open threes yesterday that probably makes that a 20-point blowout instead of a 10-point win.
I think one thing you're seeing this year that is the reason for their struggles, if you want my opinion, is they're not getting open. They're not getting easy buckets anymore.
It
just doesn't happen, you know? And we've seen the pace of this team slow down. They used to be one of the fastest moving teams up and down the floor there were. And obviously they're old now. They can't do that anymore. So you're not getting easy layups and fast break, right? You're in the half court set the majority of the game now. So that stat for me is more representative of, like, this is more of a half court team now.
Well, doesn't that rely on because you guys were talking to Nick Friedell about trust. Doesn't Kerr need to trust his young guys more? Getting up and down the floor and being able to make those tough shots.
See, I'm with you, Ken. And they're not running enough for me, the young guys, necessarily.
I agree. And I honestly, to tease that, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, Ken wants to fight me on something.
Yeah, Steve Kerr's trust.
They're fighting!
Yeah, so, you know, we'll get into it later. But, yeah, I mean, let's see what we got. Let's see. I mean, again, we go in circles with these conversations. Let's see what you have when it comes to the young guys. Make a solidified choice.
Is it partially you think there's an effort to try to get into your half-court sets every time, therefore to slow it down because the offense has been struggling?
No, I actually think it's not just for the Warriors. It's for, like, a lot of teams. The response to if offense isn't generating points is to just play faster.
Right.
But the issue is the Warriors can't really play faster with all their older guys.
100%.
I think that's what gets Draymond into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what gets even some of the young guys, like you can see when Pajemski's playing too fast, he just starts throwing the ball away. And that's when they become more of a turnover-prone team. I think yesterday, it's probably a byproduct of the Mavericks. You know, that's not a very good squad, especially when they lose maybe their best player. I know Flagg's been playing well, but AD's really good and has killed the Warriors in the past. So I just feel like the answer for them, we still haven't seen it yet, but yesterday you saw, and you've seen over these three games, like Kerr has, to his credit, picked a rotation and kind of stuck with it. And it's been working against some not-so-great teams or some compromised teams, but that's who they're playing coming up. You know, Toronto's not a bad squad, but then you get Brooklyn, Charlotte, and then you get 10 of the next 11 games at home. So, like, I think the Warriors are actually in a decent position just by virtue of the schedule and the teams they play to pick up some easy wins, which they haven't been getting this season.
No, I like that you said that because I do want to kind of get into that a little bit. But first things first, I want to let everyone know that you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It is a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. We'll do some Niner thoughts in just a moment, but you know, Evan, I like how you said you like where the direction of the Warriors are kind of in right now. They always see, you know, that Christmas Day is kind of like the unofficial start of like the real NBA season, even though we're, you know, 31 games into the season. I love to kind of just go around the room and get your guys' thoughts of just, it seems like this is the healthiest they've been all year. Kerr has a starting lineup that he likes. He seems to be figuring out rotations that he likes. This is a guy that a couple weeks ago said, you know, we have all the answers on this team. And I think a lot of people kind of rolled their eyes at that. Now, it's still an imperfect roster. They're very small. They're still very old, so you're going to have issues with that. But when you look at the road ahead here over this next month, you mentioned that 8-game homestand in January. You know, I look at, you know, Ken, do you feel like the arrow is starting to point up on this Warriors team right now, or is there still a level of wait and see you need to go with here?
Yeah, again, I don't think there's enough evidence right now. I mean, so far from what we've seen recently, yeah. But, and to Evan, to what Evan was talking about, listen, you're playing teams that you should beat. I mean, they got a couple of games sprinkled in that I kind of want to see with this rotation with the Thunder coming up. And then I think like in mid-January, they got the Knicks coming up too. So it's like, get some chemistry with those low-level teams that you're facing off against, even especially on the road. And then when you play the big boys, maybe we can see how battle-tested you really are, especially, you know, when it comes to this, like, I guess, new face lineup.
I mean, I'm with you, Ken. I need a little more time, too. I will, though, maybe sit more on the fence and say I'll give them the benefit of the doubt that these are old guys, and maybe they're just saving their energy for December. And, you know, if they want to give me that spiel, I'm good with it. Sure. I think this team is a little better than a play-in team, just a little bit. And I think that we should see them fall into one of those last seats there above the play-in.
Well, I think that's kind of it's like a double-edged sword here, so to speak, where it's like, on the one hand, and Nick said this, where, you know, with Draymond Green as an example, where you might need to rest Draymond an extra game or two to keep him fresh on defense, because you just offensively, it's just nothing's really working for him right there. But on the flip side is, when you take him off the court, it does hurt you defensively. This whole rest now to get you fresh later argument, it makes sense when you remember the run they went on last year. But at the same time, you don't want to almost rest too much to a degree, because you don't want to have to be in that desperate sprint you were in last year to where you're having to go on this massive run just to maybe get the sixth seed, then you fall short of the seventh seed. The balance here is, I don't know where the answer is on that balance, though.
I don't really know how they're going to crack the top six, to be honest. I mean, maybe if J.J. Redick keeps ripping his team and the Lakers keep sliding. Just
he went in on them yesterday.
By the way, like,
they don't care enough.
Who does in December? I mean, Jesus, like, LeBron's on your team. Luka Doncic is on your team. How is your DeAndre Ayton is on your team? Of course your team doesn't care about basketball on December 26th or 25th.
How about LeBron's like, I need a Christmas day off one of these years.
Hey, JJ Redick,
it's time to hang him up. I'm sorry.
I actually missed him saying that. He actually said that.
But you know what? To his point, he's been playing Christmas Day for 20 straight years.
No, he has.
I kind of want to be on his side about
that. But then he also said that he's watching more golf on YouTube than he is basketball. It's like, just hang him up.
Got to get the tempo.
Well, it's like, you know, yeah, Ken, so you're talking about Jimmy Dean earlier. You know, he loves...
Easy.
Sorry, Dean. He loves his 3-year-old. He loves all.
I thought you were talking about the sausage sandwiches.
No, that's just what I call
this
his
is
kid.
The problem.
Okay.
Me and Dean are boys like that.
Okay, I'm caught up now.
He has all these presents that he's opening, and they're brand new to him. Right? He's a youngster. Kids love toys. He's not. He is new to this. Our age, it's like, yeah, I need some new boxers, some wool socks, and I got my brother a pet cam because he has a dog. You know. Toys are not anything that I'm getting up and just absolutely floored by, unless it's something super personal and it's a well-thought-out gift from someone that I love. Christmas Day is not a big day for LeBron James in year 48. Like, he's not getting up for this game, and you getting out-rebounded by a Houston Rockets team that, oh, by the way, is the best at that in basketball, to me, is not about your players not caring. It's about you not being as good as the team that dominated you yesterday.
No doubt.
If you had to pick one of those teams in the top six right now, I mean, it sounds like Lakers. If you had one of those pick these top six teams in the West to fall out into the play-in so the Warriors can get in, is the Lakers the best bet? Or are we all on that?
Well, I mean, the Lakers got a pretty good lead on you right now. Like, this is the thing. It's not just being four games back of a team. It's you have four teams in front of you. Like, I think... I don't know, when I look at baseball is a little bit different because you'll have a 3 or 4 game series against that specific team you have to leap, mm-hmm. whereas in basketball, you don't tend to play those squads all the time. The Warriors, oh, by the way, have already lost some of the initial tiebreakers over Minnesota. Phoenix, they're right there with. Houston, they've lost to. So it's like you're not just going to have to jump those teams. You're going to have to be a full game ahead of them. That's why I think the Warriors, and I think they could make some noise like last season, but to me, they're looking like a 7-8 squad. And to be fair, in the West, that's not awful. I mean, there's some really good teams out there, but I just think it's going to be difficult to envision this team making a real large run at the end of this year to get into the top six.
I was saying to Sam earlier, I think the Rockets are going to fall off at some point. They're going to go hit a rough patch, I'm telling you. I just am feeling it in my bones. I think that they're going to have, whether it's an injury, there's someone that's critical as part of the team, I just have a feeling the Rockets are not going to maintain
this. But isn't that everybody, though? I mean, I guess, are you waiting for Kevin Durant specifically? Because, like, he's always had
maybe something. You're reading between the lines.
Yeah, just because he's... but, again, with the way they're playing, they have a good mix of youth and veteran leadership that I think is working. But with Evan, when talking about, you know, how would the Warriors get into that sixth spot? I mean, they can't even, they're struggling to face teams with the Suns, who are kind of like neck and neck with them. I know they had just had a win, and there was back-to-back games, but, you know, you still got Dylan Brooks as your sworn enemy right now.
We can say, though, let's say this, if this stretch of basketball through these first 30-whatever games has been the Warriors' worst stretch of basketball, they will be in that top six.
Well, you better hope that's the case, though.
No, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think if that was their worst stretch of basketball, they're going to crack
the top six. So it can't get any worse. So if they're doing the way... I get what you're saying.
It can't get worse, for God's sake. Come on.
It can only go anywhere but up. We got a couple minutes left here. There is a football game on Sunday night, Niners-Bears. Just really quick, are we feeling confident about the Niners' chances on that one? Bears, they're late-game heroics, doing pretty good this year. I don't want Caleb to have the ball late. Just how are you overall feeling comfort wise on that one?
We're going to get it to it sometime in the next 4 hours.
But... Sorry, what time is the kickoff show on Sunday for those who want to listen?
Oh, it should be. Well, actually, I do have to figure this out. So there's a Warriors game on Sunday.
Okay.
They play 12:30 against the Toronto Raptors. So typically it's 2 hours before. So me and Lo would usually be at Laughing Monk at 3. I got to double check to see if we'll be starting right at 3 just because of the Dubs game. But we will be out there at Laughing Monk before the game.
Gotcha.
Come on by.
Free shuttle?
Free shuttle.
Free shuttle. I
don't know if we can get on the free shuttle. But yeah, you can absolutely have a libation or two.
We can Uber.
Yeah. Yes, we can.
To Waymo
a
now.
Place yeah. Several you know miles.
Well. Take 101.
Stay awake in the Waymo. But yeah.
Okay, so I feel like Carter's gonna not like this.
Probably not.
But we can get out to the rest of this. No, Zach just got on here to tell me I'm Waymoing. No, you're gonna give me a ride. So that's we're gonna lock that in. Aren't we entering the Super Bowl or bust portion of the season?
Don't go there.
I kind of think we are.
Huh. Elaborate.
Yeah, please explain.
This is the time of year where your team, who's in the playoffs, either makes you feel like you're on top of the world or they let you down. It's just how it goes in football. I'm serious. Like, whether you think your team is a Super Bowl contender or not, if your squad that you enjoy watching football is in the postseason, you are ready to be hurt again. That's the portion of the season we're in.
You don't think Niner fans can get delusional and say, oh, we're going to run the table?
No, that's my point. This is the part where everybody starts to get delusional.
Yeah.
And whether you win or lose, you feel let down when your team falls short.
Well, I think the most interesting...
I know Carter loves this part of football.
It's like, couldn't they fall to as low as the seventh seed? Is that possible?
It doesn't matter. They're
that
in.
That sounds right. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
I'm just saying,
they could either go from the one seed, right, win out, get the one seed, or just fall as low as... It's just kind of like...
A wild card.
The fact they have the one seed in play...
Disgusting.
If they have the one seed in play and somehow fall to the seventh seed, I'm going to be big upset on that. Before we get out of here, I'm going to throw a little nugget out at you guys. John Lynch went on a radio station somewhere around here and said Fred Warner is excelling at ankle rehab to the point where the 49ers are reexamining a potential playoff comeback. Fred Warner potentially back for the playoffs. I'll throw that out there for you guys to chew on. And it's a fun crossover, guys. What do you guys got coming up today?
I mean,
aside from talk about sports?
I think a little bit, right?
Well, Ken's going to be making his debut, so I want to make sure that he gets all the run he needs.
Jeremy.
He's going to explain to us why he has a New York Knicks hat on a Warriors radio station.
They can't see that.
people on YouTube on can. Our YouTube chat is worthless as they are.
They've
they
been
can
going
see
off about it.
We're also going to talk New Year's resolutions, something that everyone wants to avoid.
Oh, God.
And I just sprung that on Ken. He didn't know we were going to talk about that.
Ooh.
That's always the most fun.
There you go.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, this is good stuff. Have a great show to everyone else out there. Thanks for tuning in to Carter and I on the Morning Roast. If you love this edition of the roast so much, tune in next Friday as Carter and I will kick off 2026. My God, the year is almost over with our own show then. Giddings and Luttrell coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody. Make good choices.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. Good morning, everyone. What's going on? Hope everybody had a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, and is moving towards an even better new year. What do we always say? In 2026, the next year, it's going to be the best version, the best me. And I don't know if that's what we saw last night with the Warriors. Might see it this weekend with the Niners. But before we get into all that, Ken Luttrell, everyone.
Hello, what's going on,
Kenny?
What's going on, baby? How you doing?
Well, you know I love you. And I'm happy to be doing this show with you. And first of all, so people can get a little familiar with your game, in case they're not.
I got game? Yeah, I got game.
Yeah, you do have game. But so everyone's familiar with your dulcet tone because you have an amazing voice. And we've heard you, you know, with the morning show. You've worked with myself and Dan on the weekends, but you're making your debut here on the radio. So congratulations, man.
Dude, I'm so excited to do this, especially with you. You know, I remember when I first got here, you were one of the first people to show me around what to do, what not to do, which is, I think, is even more important.
By example.
But yeah, I mean, just a little backstory. You know, I got here about 5 years ago, and not that it was a dream of mine because I never even knew what 95.7 was, but, you know, I'd been listening to New York sports radio. I'm from New Jersey out there, so always wanted to do it. Went to college for it, came out here, heard 95.7. I was like, I like these guys more than the other guys. And it was always a goal for me to get in here. And, you know, shout out to the people listening at home. You know, the Luttrells, my brothers, my mother, my wife, Dean, possibly, maybe.
Jimmy Dean.
Maybe some guys in Bayonne, you know. Shout out to those boys out there. Hopefully they're listening. But, yeah, excited to get started, man. Really, 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 really going to be a fun show.
Yeah, so we're filling in for Steiny and Guru today from 10 to 2. Looking forward to the next 4 hours. And shout out to Carter and Sam holding it down for the morning show. Everyone's going to be back next week as we kind of rein in the new year. But, you know, yesterday, Ken, there was an awful lot going on in regards to sports. We had multiple football games. There was obviously basketball all day long. The Warriors got a win against the Mavericks. The Spurs proved they might be the OKC kryptonite. Nikola Jokic had one of the more unbelievable triple doubles I've ever seen.
Were you surprised by that real quick? Jokic in that, what was it, 56, 16, and
15.
And 15.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised he had 50, 15, and 15.
I don't know. I don't think I am, though, because it's just like, he's like Shaq-esque, but who can shoot a three? Like with those type of numbers. I don't know. It's to me, when I see that, I'm just like, yeah, okay.
Well,
that kind of guy.
He has a quality that Curry does too, which is because you've covered some Warriors games. You've been out there, and it's different when you're watching the game on television as opposed to in person because you're not always aware of what the counting stats are in every single play. You know, when Jokic has a double-double, the broadcaster will call it on TV, oh, Jokic has a double-double, or they'll show a little stat line at the bottom. You're constantly being reminded of where a certain player is at statistically in the game. When you're watching in person, yes, there's a box score in front of you, but if you're just watching the action, you're not really sure, okay, this guy's got 13, you know, he's three of his first four from three-point range. Curry's the same way as Jokic, which is because of how the game is played at their pace. Curry, Jokic are different body types, but the game sort of bends to the way that they play. You're not always aware of how dominant they actually are in real time. Like, you can see Jokic just go up and float a couple, and you're like, oh, he looks like he's having a good game. Oh, he's got 28 and 16. You know, Curry is knocks down a first couple threes, but it feels like he's been starting slow. Wow, he's up to 21 in the second quarter. That's the kind of superstar quality that I feel like both those guys contain.
Right. It's just that natural, like, oh yeah. It's really when they don't get those double doubles. Like, I mean, if Jokic doesn't get a double double, then it's like, oh, he had a bad night. It's just like, just one of those things where you don't think, it's kind of expected, especially with the way Curry plays, where he does like these under the, like right, he's on right underneath the backboard, throws it up, kisses the glass, and it just drops in. It's just natural. I think that's just a naturalistic way of looking at these two type of just titans in their industry.
Yeah, so obviously Curry didn't have that kind of game last night.
No,
because he was 2 for 10 from three.
He still had, what, 20, 25, 26?
He got to the free throw line a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, he got to the free throw line a lot. Ended up with, I think it was 23 or 26. I can't recall. But I do know that the Warriors had seven guys in double digits, and that was the way that they sort of won the game. And on the heels of our conversation, the crossover with these guys, is that your jacket over there, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure nobody left
all
that.
Good. I know, people keep coming in and out here forgetting things.
Yeah, that's how it goes here at 95.7 The Game. All right, so what was your... I know you didn't get a chance to really lock in real time because you had family, you know, there's some other stuff going on, plenty of games to choose from, but just sort of at the Christmas mark, and I thought Sam put it well, the Warriors are sort of beginning their portion of the season where a lot of NBA fans begin to pay attention. Not saying Warriors fans haven't been locked in all season, but there's a lot of average or sort of, you know, back and forth viewers that are beginning to finally, all right, I got to pay attention. You know, the NFL playoffs are coming up, but these last few weeks don't really matter a ton unless you're the 49ers. And the Christmas Day game is where the NBA season begins. What do you think a lot of fans sort of saw last night?
I mean, with the Warriors especially, they just saw consistency, right? I mean, and that's something that's been lacking, I feel like, with the Warriors lately. I feel like the consistent minutes that, you know, some of these guys like D'Anthony Melton, Al Horford, even Quentin Post was getting, like, at least a little bit more playing time than he's normally had all year. And I think that's what the league should be noticing out of anything with this Warrior team. Just give me some consistency night in, night out, and let's see what you got. And like you said, you know, Christmas Day is basically when, that's what they say, is when the season actually starts. So, you know, if they can just start from yesterday and move on into this road trip with that consistent lineup, I'm all for it. And then hopefully we can see what they have against the bigger boys.
Yeah, I think they saw the whole team, or the full team, because yesterday was the first time that we saw this entire roster together as promised by the front office this offseason. They had their 23-8 team that they brought back with Butler and Curry and Green, and we can talk about in a little bit, you know, some of the lackluster performances by the big three, but they also saw D'Anthony Melton, they saw Al Horford, and they saw them all, excuse me. I think that's really what I was watching yesterday. And because it wasn't the sexiest game, right? Like, they kind of got a lead in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Just used that cushion.
It was a weird wire to wire. Like, there was like two lead changes, and it was like in the beginning of the game I saw.
Yeah, but it wasn't as if the Warriors were up by 20 or 25 and they just had a ho-hum win.
They had like the largest lead was like 17. And they could, like you said before in the crossover, like they could have expanded on it. They just missed.
Well, especially because the Mavericks lost Anthony Davis in the second quarter. He went to the locker room and didn't return. So it was basically Cooper Flagg and Ryan Nemhard.
I think this is kind of a silly question to ask, but you think the outcome of the game could have...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Have changed if Anthony Davis had played the entire game?
I mean, the Mavs cut it to 4 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I didn't think the Warriors are going to blow the game, but based on what you've seen this year, you can't really count a W until the final horn.
And what's been the biggest issue, or one of the bigger issues, you know, for the Warriors this year is size, right? So you put a guy like Anthony Davis out there who plays the whole game, like you said, cut it to 4, maybe they'd take this game, you know?
Yeah, I think Draymond in the past has generally done a good job on AD, but I think it was Whitley Sandretto, who runs our social accounts. She always is at every Warriors game, and I was sitting next to her, and we're talking about AD, and I was like, oh, well, you know, he's kind of started a little slow, and she made a great point that when the Lakers made the trade last year for Doncic, that made them a much easier matchup for Golden State. You know, when Davis was on the Lakers, it felt like they would beat him from time to time, but they really struggled with the Lakers. Now, with Doncic and emerging Reeves, but I think a more perimeter-oriented Lakers team, like, that's a little less scary. So that was a good point, and I felt like, I don't know if the Mavericks win the game, but it definitely was going to be a game.
I mean, Cooper Flagg definitely had had a great night for himself. I mean, I was watching some of the highlights, and Brandon Podziemski was doing all he could against Cooper Flagg, and Cooper Flagg is like, yeah, no, this is why I'm going to be Rookie of the Year, and more so.
No, don't count on Con Knipple, another Duke Blue Devil. But
Duke,
it did remind me that Cooper Flagg, when he was on the, I think it was like the USA practice squad, like the select team, and this was before the Paris Olympics, so I guess, before last summer, or 2 summers ago? I can't count.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But his favorite teammate, Cooper Flagg's, was Brandon Podziemski. I swear to God, I remember that. It was when Flagg was, he was like recently turned 18, and he was all the buzz, right? He knew he was going to be the number one pick, best player in the country, all that. And I remember they went through these groups of scrimmages, and Kerr was very complimentary towards Flagg and his game. And they asked Coop who he liked playing with on the select team. And he said Pods.
Wow.
So I don't know.
Otani.
I don't know if he enjoyed giving it to him yesterday, but.
Oh, I'm sure he did. And I'm sure they had, you know, fun talking to each other after the game. But I mean,
that's the real white Shohei, by the way. Cooper Flagg is the real white Shohei.
Got to see that baseball swing. Yeah, no, but you know what? More importantly, Pods got the last laugh because the Warriors got the win. And I think that's, you know, that's really all it comes down to. But yeah, I mean, we've been talking about, like, how do the Warriors get consistent? You just game by game, and then keep just stay with the roster that you're running at this point. I know injuries are a part of it. That's obviously been, you know, hurting them, especially early on, you know, with Curry, with Kuminga. We didn't even talk about Kuminga in the crossover, but like, what do we do with him? If we're running this, if we're trying to be consistent, I mean, we can get into it, you know, throughout the day, but what do we do with Jonathan Kuminga now if we're trying to remain in a consistent basis night in and night out?
Well, he's not in the rotation.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So how do we, you have to put him somewhere.
Yeah.
Or don't.
On the bench. No. Number one, I do actually want to say that from what I've observed in a few of the home games that I've been to when Kuminga's been DMP CD'd, I don't think he has bad body language. Like, people may expect him to be the cheerleader and, you know, jumping up. I don't think that's to be expected. I think he's done a nice job of handling it about as well as you can, which is, all right, we're going to move forward with this, but let's get to January 15th and let's figure out where you're going to put me. Because the other part of it, too, is if you're the Warriors, whether you think Kuminga can play, shouldn't be playing, maybe plays a little bit, you can't have $20+ million sitting on the bench and not use it. Not use it somehow. Use it either in a basketball game or you use it to find a player that can actually help you. Because I think we both agree the Warriors, while they're playing better, they're back above 500 for the first time in December, they're a team that still needs help. And Kuminga might be able to get you a guy that can actually help you. Because right now, Steve Kerr's not going to play him.
Yeah, and I think regardless of what it is, just make sure they're above 6'4", 6'5". Just get something sizable out there.
Well, you don't want another guard?
That, I was going to say, how many? Me and Dan Devone were talking about this 2 days ago, just saying, like, they have so many guards. So many guards. And, you know, there was some, I was listening to the Morning Roast earlier today, and someone was talking about, you know, they should have drafted LaMelo Ball. And I'm like, yeah, they just had one more guard that they didn't really need at this point, especially at that point.
By the way, LaMelo Ball had one of the funniest quotes. It was a couple days ago, and they were asking him after the game, what you're doing during the holidays. And he's like, you know, I'm probably going to be hanging out with the girls, the dogs, you know, just get a nice family meal. Oh, I think we're in Orlando. Like, he just forgot that they had a game, that they were going to be on the road, that he was in the middle of a season. It was just the most LaMelo Ball thing I've ever seen.
I mean, when you
seen.
Play in Charlotte, does it really matter?
Well, the Warriors are going to be there in a few days.
Curry's down.
Yeah, Curry's hometown. Should be fun. All right, that is Ken Luttrell. My name is Evan Giddings. We're filling in for Steiny and Guru today. Coming up next, Ken's got a juicy question. It has to do with Steve Kerr. It has to do with the direction of the Warriors, and it has to do with some of the next chapter, if you will, in a season that right now is 16-15 after Christmas Day. All right, that segment is sponsored by the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Picture yourself in a cozy room by the fire, enjoying breathtaking views of Bodega Bay. It is very foggy out there, and a fire would absolutely be nice. This time of year is magical at the Inn at the Tides. Special midweek rates start at just $199 per night. Book your escape now, intothetides.com. It's also a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super.
Bay Area, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. It's no Spadoni and Shasky. It's Lubman and Carter. Sam Lubman, Carter Chickering. Joined by Evan Giddings and Ken Luttrell here for the morning crossover, which you're going to see all four of our shining faces on YouTube once we switch that over there. Awesome. Good to go there. But, yeah, how you doing today, guys? Good morning.
Hey,
how
was
Merry
morning,
Christmas,
how
fellas.
Was the, yeah, happy Boxing Day. How was Christmas for you guys? Evan, how'd your Christmas go? Well, you were working.
I was at Chase Center, so it was about as good as the Warriors, which was a little up and down. And, you know, Clay, Steph, Dre, all good to be back in the same building. Had some fun afterwards, dinner with the fam. But more importantly, give it up for Ken Luttrell, everyone.
I'm burying the lead here. Ken Luttrell making his in-studio debut. Let's go.
All right. Come on,
Kenny.
Act like we've been there.
All right. Anyway, all right, then fine. We can act like we've been here. Yeah, Ken, so break down this Warrior game for us, please.
Honestly, I didn't really watch much of it because I was
great
with my family.
Start.
But I know, I heard.
Steiny Guru coming up from 10 to 10.
Just a regular day.
Well, how was Christmas first off?
It was fantastic.
What did Dean get for Christmas?
He got a bunch of toys, like that he's probably never going to remember.
Like what kind of toys?
He got a couple of dinosaurs. Oh. Cars.
Father, everyone.
Yeah, I got 3-year-olds. So yeah, enjoy that.
Were there any of them he like freaked out at when he opened and were
no,
like,
he's like, what's,
like, you suck,
he goes, what's the next one? Where's the next one?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Like, no, he didn't even like, oh yeah, that's it. Oh, okay. All right. Where's the next box? Like, he was grabbing boxes that weren't even his.
I like his style.
Yeah.
What kind of dinosaurs are you getting?
Just, you know, the typical ones, Tyrannosaurus, the pterodactyl, you know?
Oh, I love the pterodon.
Yeah. It's been, you know, it's been very eventful, but yeah, I was whipping it up yesterday, guys. I was, cooking a 10-pound prime rib.
Ooh,
nice. Yeah. Reverse sear.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, where did you find the inspiration for this? Have you always been a prime rib man on Christmas? And have you always been the guy to do the prime rib?
You know, that's a great question. But no, actually, it was actually my wife's family who, because they live down in Southern California. When I used to go spend time with them at their house, they would do prime rib. And it just kind of inspired me to start doing it. And then I saw a version of a recipe online that where they were like, well, this is the way you want it. If you want that perfect medium rare all the way through the fat cap, you know, because sometimes it gets a little gray on the outside. So they figured it out, but worked like a charm.
This is a man who knows his way around some meat.
There you go. You got to know your meat.
Yeah, that's right. I've smoked a couple of meats around you guys.
I know
so
you
far.
Have.
That is true. That is true. And the Warriors, they smoked the... the Mavericks a little bit yesterday. Warriors seem to have found a consistent starting lineup. It seems Steph, Moses, Post, Draymond, Jimmy. 4 straight games they've had this lineup after 8 different lineups and 8 different games. How are we feeling, Ken, about this new starting lineup here?
Honestly, I like it.
Yeah.
So far, so good, right? I mean, this is the longest win streak, tied with the longest win streak they've had all year, which is 3. And then now they go on the road to Toronto, Charlotte, and where else? But
Toronto, Brooklyn, then Charlotte.
Sorry, yes. So it's like, okay, let's see how we can work with this. Because, I mean, these are the teams you're supposed to beat. And then maybe you can gain some more traction with a lineup like that. But, I mean, if Quentin Post can do all the right things, they finally have the size that they need, especially, you know, at the center position. And Draymond doesn't have to get upset anymore.
Yeah, I feel like the roster's it's kind of rounding into form a little bit, and obviously that's on the you know the shoulders of 2 pretty injury prone players as we've come to find. I think that's Melton and Horford, but you know it sounds crazy, but like those are their 2 biggest offseason acquisitions. I mean,
no doubt.
This summer it was all about Kuminga and his contract and what he was going to be paid. With the promise of, well, we're going to bring Horford in on that taxpayer mid-level, and De'Anthony Melton's going to come back at some point in November or December off the ACL tear, and he's going to be the same player that he was for the 6 games that they really liked him last year. So, you know, I think that this team is, we knew that there is not a bunch of help coming in between now and the deadline or whenever Kuminga is eligible to be traded should they choose to do so, but you're seeing a couple of players that are veterans that Kerr obviously feels comfortable playing. And also, I know they're not the all-star version of themselves, especially Horford, but they play both ends of the floor. And the Warriors don't have a ton of dudes that are, I think, are like true sort of two-way players. So I thought it was really great for Horford to knock down the 4 threes in the first quarter. And to be honest, they just, after they got that lead, they sort of just rode that the rest of the game. They didn't really separate. They were never up by more than 20, I mean, more than 17. And that's a Mavericks team, especially after Davis goes down. It's like, you got to win that game. So, you know, I thought it was kind of a ho-hum, blue-collar win, but the Warriors haven't had a ton of those this year.
Can't really shake a stick at any win the Warriors are getting this year when they've dropped, you know, embarrassing games to the Bucks, the Blazers, the Pacers. You know, we were just talking about De'Anthony Melton with Nick Friedell in our previous segment, and he brought up a good point that, you know, Melton has earned Kerr's trust, and when you earn Kerr's trust like that, you're going to be seeing a lot of time, and I love what we saw from Melton yesterday. He was a guy who, coming off the injury, I wasn't really sure what to expect from him. We saw snippets last year, but not enough for me to get a sense of what he'll bring to the table. But it's just everything he does out there, I think they call him Mr. Do-Something. Every time he does something, I really like kind of what we're seeing here. And then, yeah, shout out Al Horford, for, you know, finally having the kind of game that it seemed like the Warriors were, you know, intending for him to have when they signed him in the offseason.
Are you, Evan, you're the voice of the Warriors, around here. So
for one day.
Well, that counts. I think we got to give credit where credit is due, right, yeah. Ken?
He's on the up and up.
You know, I noticed there's one stat here that's just stuck out to me. We didn't even talk about it during our show, Sam, which is, you know.
Content.
Yeah, save it for later.
Back pocket.
So 3-point attempts for the Mavericks were 14 yesterday.
I couldn't believe it.
You saw this, right?
I couldn't believe
it. Yeah, for the Warriors, it was 50.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the discrepancy. It's a 36-shot discrepancy. Does that concern you going forward for the Warriors to be shooting 53s with the team they have?
No, just because it's 2025. What was more concerning is the Mavs did not seem intent on hoisting any shot beyond the three-point line like it was 2005. And I know that Jason Kidd is an old-school coach, but I think it was at halftime they were 1-for-9. It's like, what era of basketball are we playing? And I know that that's not necessarily how they're built. They're not a volume three-point shooting team, but you got to shoot threes. And honestly, if they had taken, 10 more, made a cup, like they might have been in that
game.
Right,
100%.
So I thought it was really strange that the Mavericks just didn't feel like they wanted to shoot a three-point shot. I think the Warriors, and they've always been a high-volume three team, their three-point rate has gotten increasingly higher in recent years. I think it's... If you're going to use the word concerning, it's because there's not a ton of other options, but that's where Jimmy Butler does come into play. I think he allows them to get more free throws. And then they have a couple of guys who are at least willing now to shoot some mid-range shots. But you also can tell, like Kerr said something yesterday before the game that was kind of an insight as to why they probably shoot so many threes, which is if Curry or Butler's on the floor, and you're taking a mid-range shot with anything less than 5 seconds or 7 seconds on the shot clock, that's a bad shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just philosophically what he believes, which to your point is probably why they're getting up 50. I feel like they missed a lot of open ones.
Yeah.
I feel like they missed a lot of open threes yesterday that probably makes that a 20-point blowout instead of a 10-point win.
I think one thing you're seeing this year that is the reason for their struggles, if you want my opinion, is they're not getting open. They're not getting easy buckets anymore.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen, you know? And we've seen the pace of this team slow down. They used to be one of the fastest moving teams up and down the floor there were. And obviously they're old now. They can't do that anymore. So you're not getting easy layups and fast break, right? You're in the half court set the majority of the game now. So that stat for me is more representative of, like, this is more of a half court team now.
Well, doesn't that rely on the, like, because you guys were talking to Nick Friedell about trust. Doesn't Kerr need to trust his young guys more? Getting up and down the floor and being able to make those tough shots.
See, I'm with you, Ken. And like, they're not running enough for me, the young guys, necessarily.
I agree. And I honestly, to tease that, I kind of like that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, Ken wants to fight me on something.
Yeah, Steve Kerr's trust.
They're fighting.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll get into it later. But, yeah, I mean, if let's see what we got. Let's see. I mean, again, we go in circles with these conversations. Let's see what you have when it comes to the young guys. Make a solidified choice.
Is it partially you think there's an effort to try to get into your half-court sets every time, therefore to slow it down because the offense has been struggling?
No, I actually think it's not just for the Warriors. It's for, like, a lot of teams. The response to if offense isn't generating points is to just play faster.
Right.
But the issue is the Warriors can't really play faster with all their older guys.
100%.
I think that's what gets Draymond into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what gets... Even some of the young guys, like you can see when Pajemski's playing too fast, he just starts throwing the ball away. And that's when they become more of a turnover-prone team. I think yesterday, it's probably a byproduct of the Mavericks. You know, that's not a very good squad, especially when they lose maybe their best player. I know Flagg's been playing well, but AD's really good and has killed the Warriors in the past. So I just feel like the answer for them, we still haven't seen it yet, but... Yesterday you saw, and you've seen over these three games, like Kerr has, to his credit, picked a rotation and kind of stuck with it. And it's been working against some not-so-great teams or some compromised teams, but that's who they're playing coming up. You know, Toronto's not a bad squad, but then you get Brooklyn, Charlotte, and then you get 10 of the next 11 games at home. So, like, I think the Warriors are actually in a decent position just by virtue of the schedule and the teams they play to pick up some easy wins, which they haven't been getting this season.
No, I like that you said that because I do want to kind of get into that a little bit. But first things first, I want to let everyone know that you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It is a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. We'll do some Niner thoughts in just a moment, but you know, Evan, I like how you said you like where the direction with the Warriors are kind of in right now. They always, you know, that Christmas Day is kind of like the unofficial start of like the real NBA season, even though we're, you know, 31 games into the season. I love to kind of just go around the room and get your guys' thoughts of just, it seems like this is the healthiest they've been all year. Kerr has a starting lineup that he likes. He seems to be figuring out rotations that he likes. This is a guy that a couple weeks ago said, you know, we have all the answers on this team. And I think a lot of people kind of rolled their eyes at that. Now, it's still an imperfect roster. They're very small. They're still very old, so you're going to have issues with that. But when you look at the road ahead here over this next month, you mentioned that 8-game homestand in January. You know, I look at, you know, Ken, do you feel like the arrow is starting to point up on this Warriors team right now, or is there still a level of wait and see you need to go with here?
Yeah, again, I don't think there's enough evidence right now. I mean, so far from what we've seen recently, yeah, but... And to Evan, to what Evan was talking about, listen, you're playing teams that you should beat. I mean, they got a couple of games sprinkled in that I kind of want to see with this rotation with the Thunder coming up. And then I think like in mid-January, they got the Knicks coming up too. So it's like, get some chemistry with those low-level teams that you're facing off against, even especially on the road. And then when you play the big boys, maybe we could see how battle-tested you really are, especially you know, when it comes to this, like, I guess, new face lineup.
I mean, I'm with you, Ken. I need a little more time too. I will though maybe sit more on the fence and say I'll give them the benefit of the doubt that these are old guys and maybe they're just saving their energy for December. And you know, if they want to give me that spiel, I'm good with it. Sure. I think this team is a little better than a play-in team, just a little bit. And I think that we should see them fall into one of those last seats there above the play-in.
Well, I think that's kind of it's like a double-edged sword here, so to speak, where it's like, on the one hand, and Nick said this, where, you know, with Draymond Green as an example, where you might need to rest Draymond an extra game or two to keep him fresh on defense because you're just, offensively, it's just nothing's really working for him right there. But on the flip side is when you take him off the court, it does hurt you defensively. This whole rest now to get you fresh later argument, it makes sense when you remember the run they went on last year. But at the same time, you don't want to almost rest too much to a degree because you don't want to have to be in that desperate sprint you were in last year to where you're having to go on this massive run just to maybe get the sixth seed, then you fall short of the seventh seed. The balance here is, I don't know where the answer is on that balance, though.
I don't really know how they're going to crack the top six, to be honest. I mean, maybe if J.J. Redick keeps ripping his team and the Lakers keep sliding. Just
he went in on them yesterday.
By the way, like
they don't care enough.
Who does in December? I mean, Jesus, like LeBron's on your team. Luka Doncic is on your team. How is your DeAndre Ayton is on your team? Of course your team doesn't care about basketball on December 26th or 25th.
How about LeBron's like, I need a Christmas day off one of these years.
Hey, JJ Redick.
It's time to hang him up. I'm sorry.
I actually missed him saying that. He actually said that.
But you know what? To his point, he's been playing Christmas Day for 20 straight years.
No, he has.
I kind of want to be on his side about
that. But then he also said that he's watching more golf on YouTube than he is basketball. It's like, just hang him up.
Got to get the tempo.
Well, it's like, you know, yeah, Ken, so you're talking about Jimmy Dean earlier. You know, he loves...
Easy.
Sorry, Dean. He loves... His 3-year-old. He loves all.
I thought you were talking about the sausage sandwiches.
No, that's just what I call
this
his
is the
kid.
Problem.
Okay, okay.
Me and Dean are boys like that.
Okay, right, I'm so caught up now.
He has all these presents that he's opening, and they're brand new to him. Right? He's a youngster. Kids love toys. He's not. He is new to this. Our age, it's like, yeah, I need some new boxers, some wool socks, and I got my brother a pet cam because he has a dog. You know. Toys are not anything that I'm getting up and just absolutely floored by, unless it's something super personal and it's a well thought out gift from someone that I love. Christmas Day is not a big day for LeBron James in year 48. Like he's not getting up for this game. And you getting out-rebounded by a Houston Rockets team that, oh, by the way, is the best at that in basketball, to me, is not about your players not caring. It's about you not being as good as the team that dominated you yesterday.
No doubt.
If you had to pick one of those teams in the top six right now, I mean, it sounds like Lakers. If you had one of those pick these top six teams in the West to fall out into the play-in so the Warriors can get in, is the Lakers the best bet? Or can we, do we are all on that?
Well, I mean,
or?
The Lakers got a pretty good lead on you right now. Like, this is the thing. It's not just being four games back of a team. It's you have four teams in front of you. Like, I think, I don't know, when I look at baseball, baseball's a little bit different because you'll have a three- or four-game series against that specific team you have to leap. Mm-hmm. Whereas in basketball, you don't tend to play those squads all the time. The Warriors, oh, by the way, have already lost some of the initial tiebreakers over Minnesota. Phoenix, they're right there with. Houston, they've lost to. So it's like you're not just going to have to jump those teams. You're going to have to be a full game ahead of them. That's why I think the Warriors... And I think they could make some noise like last season, but to me, they're looking like a 7-8 squad. And to be fair, in the West, that's not awful. I mean, there's some really good teams out there, but I just think it's going to be difficult to envision this team making a real large run at the end of this year to get into the top six.
I was saying to Sam earlier, I think the Rockets are going to fall off at some point. They're going to go hit a rough patch, I'm telling you. I just am feeling it in my bones. I think that they're going to have, whether it's an injury, there's someone that's critical as part of the team, I just have a feeling the Rockets are not going to maintain
this. But isn't that everybody, though? I mean, I guess, are you waiting for Kevin Durant specifically? Because, like, he's always had
maybe something. You're reading between the lines.
Yeah, just because but, again, with the way they're playing, they have a good mix of youth and veteran leadership that I think is working. But with Evan when talking about, you know, how would the Warriors get into that sixth spot, I mean, they can't even – they're struggling to face teams with the Suns, who are kind of like neck and neck with them. I know they had just had a win. And there was back-to-back games. But, you know, you still got Dylan Brooks as your sworn enemy right now.
We can say, though, let's say this. If this stretch of basketball through these first 30-whatever games has been the Warriors' worst stretch of basketball, they will be in that top six.
Well, you better hope that's the case, though.
No, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think if that was their worst stretch of basketball, they're going to crack
the top. So it can't get any worse. So if they're doing the way... I get what you're saying.
It can't get worse, for God's sake. Come
on.
It
can only go anywhere but up. We got a couple minutes left here. There is a football game on Sunday night, Niners-Bears. Just really quick, are we feeling confident about the Niners' chances on that one? Bears, they're late-game heroics, doing pretty good this year. I don't want Caleb to have the ball late. Just how are you overall feeling comfort wise on that one?
We're going to get it to it sometime in the next 4 hours.
But... Sorry, what time is the kickoff show on Sunday for those who want to listen?
Oh, should be well. Actually, I do have to figure this out. So there's a Warriors game on Sunday.
Okay.
They play at 12:30 against the Toronto Raptors. So typically it's 2 hours before. So me and Lo would usually be at Laughing Monk at 3. I got to double check to see if we'll be starting right at 3, just because of the Dubs game. But we will be out there at Laughing Monk before the game.
Gotcha.
Come on by.
Free shuttle?
Free shuttle.
I think
shuttle.
I'm coming, Ev. I
don't know if we can get on the free shuttle. But yeah, you can absolutely have a libation or two.
We can Uber.
Yeah. Yes, we can.
To Waymo now.
Place several you know miles well.
Take
from the stadium.
Take 101.
Stay awake in the Waymo. But yeah.
Okay, so I feel like Carter's gonna not like this.
Probably not.
But we can get out to the rest of this. No, Zach just got on me here to tell me I'm Waymoing. No, you're going to give me a ride. So that's we're going to lock that in. Aren't we entering the Super Bowl or bust portion of the season?
Don't go there.
I kind of think we are.
Okay. Elaborate.
Yeah, please explain.
This is the time of year where your team, who's in the playoffs, either makes you feel like you're on top of the world or they let you down. It's just how it goes in football. I'm serious. Like, whether you think your team is a Super Bowl contender or not, if your squad that you enjoy watching football is in the postseason, you are ready to be hurt again. That's the portion
as
of the season we're in.
You don't think Niner fans can get delusional and say, oh, we're going to run the table?
No, that's my point. This is the part where everybody starts to get delusional.
Yeah.
And whether you win or lose, you feel let down when your team falls short.
Well, I think the most interesting...
I know Carter loves this part of football.
It's like, couldn't they fall to as low as the seventh seed? Is that possible?
It doesn't matter. They're
that
in.
That sounds right. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
They're
I'm just
in.
Saying, they could either go from the one seed, right, win out, get the one seed, or just fall as low as... It's just kind of like...
a wild card.
The fact they have the one seed in play. Disgusting. If they have the one seed in play and somehow fall to the seventh seed, I'm going to be big upset on that. Before we get out of here, I'm going to throw a little nugget out at you guys. John Lynch went on a radio station somewhere around here and said Fred Warner is excelling at ankle rehab to the point where the 49ers are reexamining a potential playoff comeback. Fred Warner potentially back for the playoffs. I'll throw that out there for you guys to chew on. And it's a fun crossover, guys. What do you guys got coming up today?
I mean,
aside from, talk about sports?
I think a little bit, right?
Well, Ken's going to be making his debut, so I want to make sure that he gets all the run he needs.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to explain to us why.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Why is a New York Knicks hat on a Warriors radio station?
They can't see that.
People on YouTube can. Our YouTube chat is worthless as they are.
They've been going off about it.
We're also going to talk New Year's resolutions, something that everyone wants to avoid.
Oh, God.
And I just sprung that on Ken. He didn't know we were going to talk about that.
Ooh.
That's always the most fun.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, it's good stuff. Have a great show to everyone else out there. Thanks for tuning in to Carter and I on the Morning Roast. If you love this edition of the roast so much, tune in next Friday as Carter and I will kick off 2026. My God, the year is almost over with our own show then. Giddings and Latrell coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody. Make good choices.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, good morning, everyone. What's going on? Hope everybody had a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, and is moving towards an even better new year. What do we always say? You know, 2026, the next year, it's going to be the best version, the best me. And I don't know if that's what we saw last night with the Warriors. Might see it this weekend with the Niners. But before we get into all that, Ken Luttrell, everyone. Hello, what is hello, going hello. On, Kenny?
What's going on, baby? How you doing?
Well, you know I love you. And I'm happy to be doing this show with you. And first of all, so people can get a little familiar with your game, in case they're not.
I got game? Yeah, I got game.
Yeah, you do have game. But so everyone's familiar with your dulcet tone because you have an amazing voice. And we've heard you, you know, with the morning show. You've worked with myself and Dan on the weekends. But you're making your debut here on the radio, so congratulations, man.
Dude, I'm so excited to do this, especially with you. You know, I remember when I first got here, you were one of the first people to show me around what to do, what not to do, which is, I think, is even more important.
By example.
But yeah, I mean, just a little backstory. You know, I got here about 5 years ago, and not that it was a dream of mine, because I never even knew what 95.7 was, but, you know, I'd been listening to New York sports radio. I'm from New Jersey out there, so always wanted to do it, went to college for it, came out here, heard 95.7. I was like, I like these guys more than the other guys. And it was always a goal for me to get in here. And, you know, shout out to the people listening at home. You know, the Luttrells, my brothers, my mother, my wife, Dean, possibly, maybe.
Jimmy Dean.
Maybe some guys in Bayonne, you know. Shout out to those boys out there. Hopefully they're listening. But, yeah, excited to get started, man. Really, 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 really going to be a fun show.
Yeah, so we're filling in for Steiny and Guru today from 10 to 2. Looking forward to the next 4 hours. And shout out to Carter and Sam holding it down for the morning show. Everyone's going to be back next week as we kind of rein in the new year. But, you know, yesterday, Ken, there was an awful lot going on in regards to sports. We had multiple football games. There was obviously basketball all day long. The Warriors got a win against the Mavericks. The Spurs proved they might be the OKC kryptonite. Boy. Nikola Jokic had one of the more unbelievable triple doubles I've ever seen.
Were you surprised by that real quick? Can I just
about
I just,
what?
Jokic in that, what was it? 56, 16, and
15.
And
15. Yeah, I'm a little surprised he had 50, 15, and 15.
I don't know. I don't think I am, though, because it's just like, he's like Shaq-esque, but who can shoot a three? Like with those type of numbers. I don't know. It's to me, when I see that, I'm just like, yeah. Okay.
Well, he
that kind of guy.
He has a quality that Curry does too, which is because you've covered some Warriors games. You've been out there, and it's different when you're watching the game on television as opposed to in person because you're not always aware of what the counting stats are in every single play. You know, when Jokic has a double double, the broadcaster will call it on TV. Oh, Jokic has a double double, or they'll show a little stat line at the bottom. You're constantly being reminded of where a certain player is at statistically in the game. When you're watching in person, yes, there's a box score in front of you, but if you're just watching the action, you're not really sure, okay, this guy's got 13, you know, he's three of his first four from three-point range. Curry's the same way as Jokic, which is because of how the game is played at their pace. Curry, Jokic are different body types, but the game sort of bends to the way that they play. You're not always aware of how dominant they actually are in real time. Like, you can see Jokic just go up and float a couple, and you're like, oh, he looks like he's having a good game. Oh, he's got 28 and 16. You know, Curry is knocks down a first couple threes, but it feels like he's been starting slow. Wow, he's up to 21 in the second quarter. That's the kind of superstar quality that I feel like both those guys contain.
Right. It's just that natural, like, oh, yeah. It's really when they don't get those double doubles. Like, I mean, if Jokic doesn't get a double double, then it's like, oh, he had a bad night. It's just like, just one of those things where you don't think it's kind of expected, especially with the way Curry plays, where he does like these under the, like, right, he's under right underneath the backboard, throws it up, kisses the glass, and it just drops in. It's just natural. I think that's just a naturalistic way of looking at these two type of just titans in their industry.
Yeah, so obviously Curry didn't have that kind of game last night.
No,
because
he
was 2 for 10 from three.
He still had, 25, 26?
He got to the free throw line a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, he got to the free throw line a lot, ended up with, I think it was 23 or 26. I can't recall. But I do know that the Warriors had seven guys in double digits, and that was the way that they sort of won the game. And on the heels of our conversation, the crossover with these guys, is that your jacket over there, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure nobody left
all
that.
Good. I know, people keep coming in and out here forgetting things.
Yeah. That's how it goes here at 95.7 The Game. All right, so what was your... I know you didn't get a chance to really lock in real time because you had family, you know, there's some other stuff going on, plenty of games to choose from, but just sort of at the Christmas mark, and I thought Sam put it well, the Warriors are sort of beginning their portion of the season where a lot of NBA fans begin to pay attention. Not saying Warriors fans haven't been locked in all season, but there's a lot of average or sort of, you know, back and forth viewers that are beginning to finally, all right, I got to pay attention. You know, the NFL playoffs are coming up, but these last few weeks don't really matter a ton unless you're the 49ers. And the Christmas Day game is where the NBA season begins. What do you think a lot of fans sort of saw last night?
I mean, with the Warriors especially, they just saw consistency, right? I mean, and that's something that's been lacking, I feel like, with the Warriors lately. I feel like the consistent minutes that, you know, some of these guys like D'Anthony Melton, Al Horford, even Quentin Post was getting, like, at least a little bit more playing time than he's normally had all year. And I think that's what the league should be noticing out of anything with this Warrior team. Just give me some consistency night in, night out, and let's see what you got. And like you said, you know, Christmas Day is basically when, that's what they say, is when the season actually starts. So, you know, if they can just start from yesterday and move on into this road trip with that consistent lineup, I'm all for it. And then hopefully we can see what they have against the bigger boys.
Yeah, I think they saw the whole team, or the full team, because yesterday was the first time that we saw this entire roster together as promised by the front office this offseason. They had their 23-8 team that they brought back with Butler and Curry and Green, and we can talk about in a little bit, you know, some of the lackluster performances by the big three, but they also saw D'Anthony Melton, they saw Al Horford, and they saw them all, excuse me. I think that's really what I was watching yesterday. And because it wasn't the sexiest game, right? Like, they kind of got a lead in the first quarter.
Yeah,
just and took just off. Used like, that
it,
cushion to...
It was a weird wire-to-wire. Like, there was, like, two lead changes, and it was, like, in the beginning of the game I saw.
Yeah, but it wasn't as if the Warriors were up by 20 or 25, and they just had a ho-hum win.
They had, like, the largest lead was, like, 17, and they could, like you said before in the crossover, like, they could have expanded on it. They just missed...
Well, especially because the Mavericks lost Anthony Davis in the second quarter. He went to the locker room and didn't return. So it was basically Cooper Flagg and Ryan Nemhard.
I think this is kind of a silly question to ask, but you think the outcome of the game could have changed if Anthony Davis had played the entire game?
I mean, the Mavs cut it to 4 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I didn't think the Warriors were going to blow the game, but based on what you've seen this year, you can't really count a W until...
And
the final horn.
And what's been the biggest issue, or one of the bigger issues, you know, for the Warriors this year is size, right? So you put a guy like Anthony Davis out there who plays the whole game, like you said, cut it to 4, maybe they'd take this game, you know?
Yeah, I think Draymond in the past has generally done a good job on AD, but I think it was Whitley Sandretto who runs our social accounts. She always is at every Warriors game, and I was sitting next to her, we're talking about AD. And I was like, oh, well, you know, he's kind of started a little slow. And she made a great point that when the Lakers made the trade last year for Doncic, that made them a much easier matchup for Golden State. You know, when Davis was on the Lakers, it felt like they would beat him from time to time, but they really struggled with the Lakers. Now, with Doncic and emerging Reeves, but I think a more perimeter-oriented Lakers team, like, that's a little less scary. So that was a good point, and I felt like, I mean, I don't know if the Mavericks win the game, but it definitely was going to be a game.
I mean, Cooper Flagg definitely had had a great night for himself. I mean, I was watching some of the highlights, and Brandon Podziemski was doing all he could against Cooper Flagg, and Cooper Flagg is like, yeah, no, this is why I'm going to be Rookie of the Year, and more so.
No, don't count on Con Knipple, another Duke Blue Devil. But
Duke,
it did remind me that Cooper Flagg, when he was on the... I think it was like the USA practice squad, like the select team. And this was before the Paris Olympics. So I guess, what, before last summer? Or two summers ago? I can't count.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But his favorite teammate, Cooper Flags, was Brandon Pajemski. I swear to God, I remember that. It was when Flag was, he was like recently turned 18, and he was all the buzz, right? He knew he was going to be the number one pick, best player in the country, all that. And I remember they went through these groups of scrimmages, and Kerr was very complimentary towards Flag and his game. And they asked Coop who he liked playing with on the select team. And he said Pods.
Wow.
So I don't know if he enjoyed giving it to him yesterday, but.
Oh, I'm sure he did. And I'm sure they had, you know, fun talking to each other after the game. But, I mean.
That's the real White Shohei, by the way. Cooper Flag is the real White Shohei.
Got to see that baseball swing. Yeah, no, but you know what? More importantly, Pods got the last laugh because the Warriors got the win. And I think that's, you know, that's really all it comes down to. But, yeah, I mean, we've been talking about, like, how do the Warriors get consistent just game by game and then stay with the roster that you're running at this point. I know injuries are a part of it. That's obviously been, you know, hurting them, especially early on, you know, with Curry, with Kuminga. We didn't even talk about Kuminga in the crossover, but, like, what do we do with him? If we're running this, if we're trying to be consistent, I mean, we can get into it, you know, throughout the day, but what do we do with Jonathan Kuminga now if we're trying to remain in a consistent basis night in and night out?
Well, he's not in the rotation.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So how do we – you have to put him somewhere.
Yeah.
Or don't.
On the bench. No, okay, I do actually want to say that from what I've observed in a few of the home games that I've been to when Kuminga's been DMP CD'd, I don't think he has bad body language. Like, people may expect him to be the cheerleader and, you know, jumping up. That's I don't think that's to be expected. I think he's done a nice job of handling it about as well as you can, which is, all right, we're going to move forward with this, but let's get to January 15th and let's figure out where you're going to put me. Because the other part of it, too, is if you're the Warriors, whether you think Kuminga can play, shouldn't be playing, maybe plays a little bit, you can't have $20-plus million sitting on the bench and not use it. Not use it somehow. Use it either in a basketball game or you use it to find a player that can actually help you. Because I think we both agree the Warriors, while they're playing better, they're back above 500 for the first time in December, they're a team that still needs help. And Kuminga might be able to get you a guy that can actually help you. Because right now, Steve Kerr's not going to play him.
Yeah, and I think regardless of what it is, just make sure they're above 6'4", 6'5". Just get something sizable out there.
Well, you don't want another guard?
I was going to say, how many? Me and Dan Devone were talking about this 2 days ago, just saying, like, they have so many guards. So many guards. And, you know, there was some, I was listening to the Morning Roast earlier today, and someone was talking about, you know, they should have drafted LaMelo Ball. And I'm like, yeah, they just had one more guard that they didn't really need at this point, especially at that point.
By the way, LaMelo Ball had one of the funniest quotes. It was a couple days ago, and they were asking him after the game, what you're doing during the holidays. And he's like, you know, I'm probably going to be hanging out with the girls, the dogs, you know, just get a nice family meal. Oh, I think we're in Orlando. Like, he just forgot that they had a game, that they were going to be on the road, that he was in the middle of a season. It was just the most LaMelo Ball thing I've ever
seen. I mean,
when
you play in Charlotte, does it really matter?
Well, the Warriors are going to be there in a few days.
Curry's down.
Yeah, Curry's hometown. Should be fun. All right, that is Ken Luttrell. My name is Evan Giddings. We're filling in for Steiny and Guru today. Coming up next, Ken's got a juicy question. It has to do with Steve Kerr. It has to do with the direction of the Warriors, and it has to do with some of the next chapter, if you will, in a season that right now is 16-15 after Christmas Day. All right, that segment was sponsored by the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Picture yourself in a cozy room by the fire enjoying breathtaking views of Bodega Bay. It is very foggy out there, and a fire would absolutely be nice. This time of year is magical at the Inn at the Tides. Special midweek rates start at just $199 per night. Book your escape now into thetides.com. It's also a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super.
When selecting a financial institution, how do you know you're making the right choice? As Bay Area Bank customers find themselves at a crossroads, maybe it's good to consider if you want your bank to be community-oriented or corporate-minded. Fremont Bank has grown by providing stable, consistent service to the region, its families, and its businesses for 60 years, all without a single merger. And we intend for more of the same for the next 60. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line.
Dub Nation, this is Jimmy Butler, and you never know when I'll be on the River Islands guest line.
Dub Nation, this is Stephen Curry, and you never know when I'll be on the River Islands guest line. So make sure to keep it locked on 95.7 The Game.
River Islands in Lathrop is the best-selling master plan community in all of Northern California. With its lakes, parks, trails, and collection of new home neighborhoods, the good life can be your life. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands?
In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. At Great Clips, we save your haircut details and clip notes, so every member of the highly skilled team knows exactly how to create your signature look. And with our easy-to-use app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. It's the confidence of a great haircut delivered by a team you trust. Download our app today. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
7 cars for kids. K-A-R-S, cars for kids.
Hurry! It's your last chance to donate for 2025.
Donate your car today. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Ready to get rid of that old car? Donate it to Cars for Kids. Call 1-877 cars for kids to reach a friendly live agent. Donation's super easy, and your car can be picked up as soon as tomorrow. Call us now, 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. That's Cars with a K to donate your car today.
1-877-CARS-4KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. Donate your car today.
Hurry! It's your last chance to donate for 2025. Last chance! Donate now for a 2025 tax deduction.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-269-3454. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-269-3454 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-269-3454 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-269-3454.
Great news, Nick. Legacy boxes are still in stock. With Christmas just around the corner, there's still time to buy the best Christmas gift ever. Legacy Box.
That's right, Adam. Order today and Legacy Box ships immediately. It'll arrive ready to wrap and place under the tree.
Gather the family together this Christmas and collect all your old VHS and camcorder tapes, slides, pictures, and film reels. Then you can binge on the good old days.
From fading over time to risks like fire and water damage, your memories aren't protected unless they're on a digital format. Legacy Box helps you replay those great moments from the past, from Christmas morning to your wedding day.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box.
This Christmas is the time to digitize. Visit legacybox.com/value for exclusive holiday savings. That's legacybox.com/value for last-minute shopping. Legacybox.com/value.
Don't miss comedian Dave Chappelle when he takes over Chase Center the week of the big game on February 7th. Buy your tickets on Ticketmaster.com before they sell out. And for your chance to win your way into the show, courtesy of Live Nation, visit the contest page at 957thegame.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.